Ladies and gentlemen, now boarding for Latitude, the travel photography podcast on the Improve Photography Network. And now your hosts, Brian McGuckin and Brent Bergherm.
Hey there, and welcome back to Latitude, the travel photography podcast. And today, it's just me again flying solo. I'm your host, Brent Bergherm. This is actually just going to be a little short addendum type episode. If you'll recall, a few episodes back, I had an interview with photographer Jason Savage out of Montana, and we talked about a few of his workshop destinations and things like that. One of the things I ended up taking out of that discussion was about printing and paper selection and the like, and I got to thinking that maybe possibly some of the listeners would like to hear about something like that along those lines. So my discussion with Jason will be happening here shortly, where I'll just bring it back in, and it's about 7.5 minutes long or so, where we just kind of nerd out on printing and paper selection and all that good stuff. So listen in for that here very shortly. I also have a small little announcement to make regarding my workshop in Chicago. I decided to shake things up a little bit and make it more exciting, so all the details will come after the interview with Jason. So for now, let's pick it up with Jason and talk about printing. Let's discuss printing for a little bit, because I noticed on your website you sell your own fine art prints, and that's something that I enjoy doing myself with my work. I don't currently sell anything, but you have chosen a couple of Kanzen Infinity papers, and I also happen to be a fan, huge fan of Kanzen Infinity. You chose the Fiber Rag and Photo High Gloss. Tell us why you chose those papers. Just so listeners can understand, look up, if you will, KanzenInfinity.com, and you'll be able to see all the different types of fine art papers that they manufacture. I'm a fan of the Barita Photographique paper. So tell me, why Kanzen Infinity and why Fiber Rag and Photo High Gloss?
That's a good question. I spent a long time going through papers. I think I've gone through just about every company and paper and testing them out and really ran them, you know, through the paces there. And I think it's mainly my own personal, you know, style of shooting and what I like. I really like the Fiber Rag, the Kanzen Platine. For me, I like the way it makes the colors pop. It's deep and rich. You know, it's a very artistic looking paper. So it seems to work well with the type of stuff that I shoot. Okay. And also like the Photo High Gloss, especially if I'm doing a lot of very detailed images. It seems to bring out a lot more detail there. And there, you know, there's some other papers that I use for specific images. I mean, I have some Moab papers that I use for if I'm doing a matte paper, things like that. So, but yeah, Kanzen's definitely my own personal preference. I think they make some of the best papers out there. So.
I happened to meet them at their booth at Photokina this last September, and the guy that is their chief manufacturing, he oversees all the manufacturing. He was talking with me. We talked for at least 20-25 minutes. And then he also brought in the fellow from the U.S., their chief marketer for U.S. And so he asked, well, why do you choose Kanzen? And I just couldn't really answer him. I was like, well, it comes down to this. If it's important, it goes on Kanzen. And he was like, oh, that sounds good. I like that. So they haven't used that yet as a marketing thing, but still, it's just lovely paper. They've been around for over 400 years.
Yeah.
And they definitely know what they're doing when they make paper.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So what printer do you use for printing?
You know, the one that I'm using now is a Canon IPF 6400.
All right. That's a 24-inch printer, or is that a 40?
That's a 24-inch printer.
Okay, yeah. Cool. And have you used the Epson printers at all?
I have, yeah. You know, I started out using Epson printers way back when, and you know, they make fine, you know, fine prints. I really, last, I think, maybe 4 or 5 years, I started using Canon printers. And I've been very impressed. I haven't run into any major issues with them. You know, I have some desktop ones like the Pro 10 that they have, the Pixma Pro 10, and a few of those. But overall, Canon's been great.
Yeah, I like their software better for managing the print process out of Photoshop versus just regular printing from Epson. Definitely Canon gets a nod there. Although in my work, I currently am using Epson printers. But anyway, I've used both. Tell us any tips that you have for photographers struggling with their printing. You know, they've gone to these great locations and they look good on their computer.
Right.
And I just hear this all the time where when they try and share or give a gift or do anything like that with their printing, whether they're going with a lab or they're doing it on their own, it just doesn't come out right.
Right.
So, you know, without getting too deep, because we could probably do three or four episodes just on this.
Right.
What's one of the couple of things, maybe one or two things, three things that just might help push someone over the edge?
Well, you know, that's I agree. You could probably spend quite a bit of time on printers here. The things that helped me with that first was understanding that when I'm looking at an image on a computer screen, it's a projected image.
Right.
When I'm looking at an image on paper, it's a reflected image. And so there's a different level of luminance. And that means that a lot of times we get to staring at that image. We might be staring at it for a good half an hour on our computer screen. And we go to print it, we come out with a much darker image. And so I think that's one thing I see photographers struggling with is balancing that. And so there's a number of ways you can do that, from soft proofing your image or even just, you know, give it an extra bit of lightening before you go to print. And so that's one area. You know, the other area that is color management. And that's something I struggled with when I first started printing was, you know, why are my blues coming out, you know, more purple, or, you know, what's, you know, and there's a few basic settings that in your printer dialog box there and within Photoshop as you're going through that will help that. So there's, you know, doing a little reading up on that and getting those settings. And it's basically what I found is it's usually when I first started printing, it was one little setting that I had off that was throwing everything out of whack. And so once you get those two or three settings down where you're allowing Photoshop to manage your colors rather than your printer and some of that stuff, that should straighten things right out. But I think what happens over the long run is the more printing that you do, the more you get to pre-visualize how this image is going to turn out.
That's right.
And that's really what I found, not only with printing, but photography in general. It really helps to be able to pre-visualize some of that stuff. So when I go out to print an image now, you know, I know that I'm going to be off just a hair, maybe it might be just a slight tad darker. So I'm going to lighten that up, and you kind of get a feel for that as you go along. Those have just been a few things that I've struggled with that have, you know, helped me over the long run.
Yeah, that sounds really good, because experimentation is definitely important. And I've gotten to, basically along the lines of what you were saying, I've gotten to just look at the histogram and learn what that histogram is going to do on paper.
Right.
And just kind of equate that rather than purely what I'm seeing on screen. Because even with a calibrated system, it's still going to give you some differences. And that can be a challenge.
Right.
Well, thank you for listening, everybody. And I really hope you enjoyed that conversation I just had with Jason Savage, all about printing and paper selection. It's truly a wonderful thing to get your own images printed. So I hope this inspires you if you've not done your own printing. I hope it inspires you to do something about that. But let's get to the details. I had mentioned about my Chicago workshop and how I'm shaking it up. Basically, what that means is for the afternoon portion, I am going downtown. In the morning, we're going to still be at the Chicago Botanic Gardens, and we're looking to photograph lots of variety there. They've got so much variety, it's almost impossible to talk about it all. But that session is limited to four people, and there's still a few seats open for that. We'll then have lunch at the gardens, and then we'll head downtown, and we're going to start at the wonderful and the beautiful water tower. Chicago has a very historic water tower, and we're going to start there, and then we're going to head on down to the core of downtown area, ending up at Buckingham Fountain. If you want to do both sessions, you'll actually be able to save yourself $25. There's a coupon code on my website, so take a look at that. And to find out all about it, please head yourself on over to improvephotography.com/workshops. Scroll down just a tad so you can see my link that's listed there for this workshop, and then you'll be able to get over to my website and take a look at all the details and to get yourself signed up. You can also find me at brentbergherm.com, also various locations on the internet such as Facebook and the like, so certainly feel free to reach out if you have any questions. Oh, and there's one more thing I almost forgot. That is, of course, the retreat. Head yourself on over to improvephotography.com/retreat. And read all about the retreat coming up in March 22 through 24, 2018 in Charleston, South Carolina. It's definitely going to be an awesome time together where all sorts of photographers, all different levels, just get together and effectively nerd out on all wonderful things photography. So you'll get to meet a bunch of the hosts and a bunch of fellow photographers, and it's just a fantastic, wonderful time. If you were at the retreat in Phoenix this year, make sure you check out the Facebook group for that, and you'll be able to find yourself a discount code. And that will also get you a special invitation for an alumni event that's happening. And then also, if you're a member of IP Plus, there should be something in that area as well on that website for you to grab a discount. So take a look at those details, and I hope to see you there in Charleston as well. Lots of good stuff coming up. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, happy travels.